This is your AFN Okinawa Update. I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Hugo Delgado. There's a good amount of misinformation about cannabidiol or CBD oil guidelines. Master Sergeant James Prim, a Kadena First Sergeants Council member, spoke with AFN to give the rundown on the facts.
Recently, right here on island, OSI and security forces with customs has noticed an increase of seized shipments and products coming here with CBD. And it's basically any packages that are addressed to any U.S. service members or their dependents.
Possession of the substance is a violation of Article 92 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. He explains how the packages are being tracked.
It's identified by customs and packages coming in via any postal service, like either federal or anything you buy on Amazon.
He also talks about the potential consequences if someone is caught shipping the banned substance.
So basically, as shirts, we get a call and security forces, OSI, they get involved with an investigation. And then you get wrapped up in the legal processes.
Go to afjag.af.mil and type in CBD in the search bar to read the full guideline. Master Sergeant Jordan Newsom of the Kadena First Sergeants Council spoke about the citizenship of children born overseas.
This is going to be for folks that are doing foreign adoptions abroad, other service members and civilians, employees stationed overseas, who are not yet U.S. citizens themselves when their child is born, but may later become naturalized. And also affecting a U.S. citizen parent who was naturalized but who has not yet physically been present in the U.S. or one of its outlying possessions for at least 5 years, at least two of which were after they turned 14 years old.
He advised to contact your first sergeant if you or someone you know is in this situation. Your first sergeant will contact legal and get you all the information you need. This has been your AFN Okinawa Update.